This is the Chord Buddy Podcast with Chord Buddy inventor Travis Perry. Learn to play the guitar immediately with Chord Buddy. Find out more at chordbuddy.com, chordbuddy.com. And now, the Chord Buddy Podcast.
All right, it's the Chord Buddy Podcast. If you've ever heard of Shark Tank, I bet you've heard of Chord Buddy. And maybe you've heard of Travis Perry. And Brady Perry is here, too. What's going on, you
Hello,
guys?
Hello, Dave. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day, Dave.
Indeed, it is.
Right here, the towers, Dave. It's all going to be good.
Yeah?
Yeah, making it great, Dave. Coming across the border, it's going to stop, Dave.
Is he doing Trump?
It's horrible. I don't even know who this is. This is sort of like that guy who is a comedian with black hair, sort of talks like this.
Yeah. Who is that?
You know who I thought you were?
Yeah.
Remember our waiter that one time at Ruby Tuesday's in Enterprise?
Oh, Lord, he was Jack. When
you guys are going down the road, like on vacation or something like that, are you in the vehicle with him?
Majority of the time.
What is he doing when he's driving? Is he talking like that?
He's listening to Rick and Bubba, or we're talking.
But he's not doing funny voices and making you guys laugh?
Mm-mm.
Oh, he's very, he's very quiet.
Me and him laugh the entire time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like inside jokes, you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can buy that. All right.
So let's talk. What did we do last week?
Mm-hmm.
What did we talk about? We talked about our vacation.
Yeah, last week was pretty funny, the vacation episode.
So this week we've had some seriousness going on.
What do you mean?
Oh, okay.
What happened?
She's making hand signals to me. So, you know what happened with our bookkeeping situation back in November?
Yes.
Our bookkeeper walked out after almost 12 years of employment with no notice.
Right.
I mean, just I walked in and I said, hey, I got to go have a crown put on. It popped off. And she said, I need to tell you something. I said, what? She said, I quit. And I said, oh, Lord, when? She said, right now I'm walking out and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, it put us in an uproar for a while.
And you actually lost two.
Lost two. And that was right on the heels of getting hacked on Facebook.
Yeah.
Which which sort of, you know, one thing caused another sort of domino effect. So anyway, so we went through a process of vetting out a new person. And Robert Bankston, our CPA, he even talked with him. And I said, checked all the boxes. I mean, knew all the correct answers.
Something happened?
Yeah. She came in, and a great girl, and I guess she's just had a rough patch. I don't know. I mean, it's been one thing after another. Her first thing was her car got hit by a deer.
Oh, no.
And then that took, so didn't have no way to get here.
Right.
Then it was a bout of sickness.
And then sickness for like a month. Just everybody that went through.
Yeah.
And
then her horse got out.
Dogs got after her horse, ran it into a barbed wire fence and cut its face real bad.
Oh, no.
So they had to take it to Auburn to have emergency surgery to save its eye.
Oh, boy.
Then it was something else. And then this week it's
bulging disc in the back.
Yeah, she couldn't. And so anyway, yesterday she just said, hey, I've got too much health issues going on. And she hadn't been in for 3 weeks anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to handwrite your check. So
So what happens now?
Well, me and Brady, we got in the truck yesterday. What did I tell you?
We're not coming home until we find somebody who can do this.
Yeah.
Ah.
We're going to be gone. If I was in Huntsville right now.
Right.
We would have been thinking of finding somebody.
I mean, I'd be red-eyed, no sleep, interviewing people.
Right. Yeah.
But we found somebody, Carpenter and...
What? You found somebody?
Uh-huh.
Yesterday?
Well, I started looking 2 or 3 days ago. So
yeah, I started looking.
And Brady started looking. And so we started, you know, to kind of have some ideas. They were the first one we went to. I know them. We go to church with them.
Yep.
They're good people. And so I feel, and you know, the first lady I hired, she just worked out of her house. I mean, this is a company. So,
yeah.
And so I feel real, real good about it. In fact, I have slept the best last night that I have slept this entire week.
So is the new bookkeeper going to work in-house?
No.
No.
She will come in
once or twice.
Just to get things going, and then we will email everything to them.
Yeah.
And then they will pay the bills and everything from their location.
Gotcha. Okay.
And that's the way most small companies do it anyway.
Right.
You know, unless you have it, and you just send everything by email to them and they pay it. And
was this person excited to have a job? I mean, like this?
The one
to
that,
be able to do, work from home?
The one that
the new one?
Well, the new one is a they don't work from home. They work from their office. They have an office.
Oh, okay.
And
oh,
as I say, this is a company.
Gotcha. Okay.
But they had to log in remotely to our computers, or either we can send them an accountant's copy that Brady learned how to do yesterday.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
So anyway, Brady's beau Andrew wants to be on the show. I just found out. So come on, Andrew.
What do you think Andrew's got to say?
Andrew thinks it's too short a show.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you'll fix that, won't you?
Hey, right now, be kind to somebody. Boom, we're done.
No, he'll fix that. It'll take him eight minutes to get, hi, my name's Andrew out.
What do you think he's got to say?
I don't know.
Listen,
is he a slow
Brady
talker?
Says Andrew's slow.
So I've never said that in my dialogue.
Wait, slow talker, slow.
I don't want.
I've never said.
I know she. Andrea, I'm kidding. She never did. I did. No, I didn't. David Summers did.
Yeah, it was me.
It's what I did say one time, and I said this to Dan Raffle, who coached Dr. Quinn's little brother. Wasn't there a TV show?
Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman.
Yes. Dr. Quinn, Medicine
what?
Man.
Yes. Medicine Woman.
I know. Yeah. And Dr. Quinn, Medicine Man.
Yeah, I remember that.
Y'all are too much.
Okay.
And so anyway, Dan Raffle, and I said in something about slow, and I said, well, he's just deliberate. I mean, it's slow and deliberate.
Oh, is now it you're southern? Trying to make it better.
Mm-hmm. You're trying is to make it southern slow?
It's just...
Because down
of.
Here, some people don't
making
get.
Sure that what he says
in
he
any hurry.
Intends to say.
Yeah, think about it before he says it.
And he don't let him talk. He'll sit there and interrupt him six times, so then it takes him longer
I'm
to get
trying
it
to
out.
While he's trying to get it out.
I'm just trying to help. I'm just trying to get to the end of the story.
then it takes him longer to start talking.
Just trying to help. Yeah.
Jeez.
No, we love Andrew. We love Dr. Gwynn. We love him. And we don't want anything to happen to him. He's in Texas right now.
What's he doing in Texas?
He's giving out koozies and collecting ballpoint pens. Tell him I want a ballpoint pen. Yeah, we always need pens around here. He's at a trade show.
Okay.
I said, I don't know.
Oh, you don't know where he's at. No. Well, let's just say he's at a trade show because he's real good at a trade show.
Okay.
I mean, he sounds... convincing when you're at, like, if you ask me something about, tell me about Trayrick Construction. Ask me. I'm here.
Hey,
I'm at my table. Have a
Travis,
koozie.
Travis, tell me about Trayrick Construction.
I'll be happy to, sir. Have a koozie. Let me explain.
Okay.
Trayrick.
Cut the bit. We get it.
We love Andrew. Do not make Andrew mad and run him off, Brady.
I'm trying not to. Well, I mean, I don't know why you say that about me.
You make everybody mad. Make David mad. David left last week. He folded up his computer and run out.
Never coming back.
So have I ate anything good this week? Oh, you got me a breakfast. You don't think tropical smoothie can pull off food?
Really?
I don't.
It's smoothies.
You never told me whether you liked it or not.
It's good.
They have food products?
They do, and good.
Like what?
Well, what did you get me? You got me the sausage
and
egg.
Cheese quesadilla.
Quesadilla, very good.
Ah, okay.
I mean, no complaints, period.
Do they do biscuits?
No.
So they just, it's like quesadillas?
Just tortillas, really. They have wraps, quesadillas, flatbreads.
Okay.
Acai bowls.
With stuff like eggs and sausage, do they do bacon or anything else?
They do bacon.
Okay.
They do a chicken sausage.
But, you know, they're like Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't cook anything in house.
Okay, yep. We're stopping this bit right
no,
here.
I'm
well.
Not. I'm going to carry on
Dad,
with it.
Dad, I will seriously walk out.
Taco Bell gets that meat in the bag. They get the meat in the bag and they cut it and they had to pour it in there. All right, get back in here. Taco Bell does not cook their food.
I'm not in the loop on Taco Bell.
It comes in bags and they just put it in steamers to heat it up.
Okay.
So I saw them cutting a bag of meat up one day.
Okay.
Like a bag of blood to me, but
yeah.
Brady!
What? You're not done yet.
I am done. So I'm trying to think of, oh, Easter. That's what we got to talk about.
That's what I said at the beginning of the podcast. I said.
Okay, for people at home that can't hear Brady, she forgets that she has to speak into a microphone.
That's what I tried to say at the very beginning. Why don't we start with Easter?
We're going to it now.
What happened on Easter?
The world stopped turning.
The whole
Jesus
world.
Jesus rose from the dead.
Yes, he did after 3 days.
Wonderful. Without Easter, there is no hope.
Absolutely.
No hope without Easter.
Right.
Even with the birth, without Easter.
Right, no.
There's no hope for humanity.
No. Easter is the most sacred Christian holiday on the calendar, period.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas is very important. Well, it celebrates the birth.
That's what got him here.
Yes.
But the Easter is what saved us.
Yeah. Yeah, the Easter Bunny did not die on the cross to save our sins.
No, he.
So what did you guys do on Easter? Was there something special for the family?
Take it over, Brady.
Come on, girl. Lay it out for us.
We went to the country club on Saturday.
Big buffet?
No.
Nope. They had a bunch of arts and crafts. You didn't see any of our pictures from Facebook, Dave?
I did see something from Facebook. What did they do on
Easter?
They
set up little carnival. It says carnival. Just little stations where, they set up a can and you throw a bean bag, knock a can down, win a prize, that kind of stuff.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Like a little, we do at Halloween at Kinston, little areas you'd go.
Yeah.
And so he did real good there, had pictures made. Brady and Andrew had their picture made. Gage looked sharp as a tack.
I saw those.
I really liked his outfit.
Yep.
And then we ate. We did eat. They didn't have the buffet, but we went in and ate.
Okay.
And Brady had tell her about your sandwich, Brady. Go ahead.
Stop.
So
you
order from the menu?
Yeah.
I would think on Sunday that would be the big buffet.
This is Saturday.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It would have been the big buffet.
But they do have a big buffet on every Sunday. So you guys had lunch on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. I got the cheese curds.
And there was a kind of a carnival atmosphere for it. Okay.
Well,
for the little ones.
Yes.
Good deal.
And what did you have?
Turkey Santa Fe sandwich with curly fries. And it was very good.
Okay.
What did Dr. Gwen have?
Cheeseburger and half of my turkey Santa Fe sandwich.
He did. He liked the turkey sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let's see, was that it?
Saturday. Yeah.
Yep. Goodson played a tournament
Monday and Tuesday
this week, Dave. He played at Rehoboth down at the Spa Monday and shot a 46. Then he played in Headland Tuesday and shot a 39.
That was 38.
38, yeah.
And how was that over?
Well, that's a 35 course in Headland, and he shot three over.
Okay. But what about Easter on Sunday? Did you guys do anything special that day around the house?
I gave
you. Y'all didn't do nothing.
Yes, we did.
Y'all didn't do nothing.
You can just hush.
They didn't do nothing.
Okay, because she wasn't even there.
Exactly. He stole my pictures to post on Facebook like they went somewhere.
So I gave Goodson this task Saturday night.
Right.
To Google, I said, we probably won't go to church just because it's so crowded. And I don't want to be, I see you at Christmas and Easter. Oh, that was twice a year. Showing up, ain't you, Mr. Perry?
Didn't know you owned a suit.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I wouldn't have worn one anyway.
He literally wears this with a sport coat.
Hey, I put a sport coat on with my golf outfit.
There you go.
Sport coat.
Yeah.
And he makes sure he has his headphones around his neck when he's walking in.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I said, Goodson, you were tasked with the history of Easter.
Oh, my God. You did not
do this. I got on my phone. I'll show you on my phone what my part was. You didn't get the obituary, Wary?
You didn't make that. You looked that up on the internet.
I know. I never said I made nothing. I copied it and sent it to everybody. So, Goodson, I did. He read, it was like you put, like, Jesus died.
Right.
Yesterday.
An obituary for Jesus Christ.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was very good. So Goodson read that. Then Mom.
So the whole family was in there and y'all read that.
Me and Goodson and Mom.
Ely was not there.
No, she'd gone to church.
Mm-hmm.
So Ely got up and went to church. Unlike us.
Who took her to church?
Uh,
Oh, came by and picked her up.
Kingston.
Okay. Okay.
I like Kingston too. We got two
Kingston.
Two good guys, I think.
Good deal. Okay.
In our household right now. But anyway.
Right now.
Let's see. So where was I on that?
For a limited time only.
Oh, so then
Easter.
Mom read her part, and then I read my part, and then that was it. We started off with, you tell me what Easter means to you. And
right.
And Goodson did, and you and Mom. Goodson's pretty smart with all that. He's a good little boy about
cool.
Christianity.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was pretty much it for Easter. And then Monday started
the nightmare.
The nightmare.
Dad, I mean, he was... His head was on fire for 3 days.
It was. I couldn't sleep, David.
And he wanted me to get all riled up with him. I said, Dad, calm down. We're going to figure it out. And he's sitting there, I'm going to go to jail. They're going to come lock the door.
What happened? Monday was April 1st.
April Fool's.
Yeah.
Well, we have been getting delinquent notices.
On our taxes.
On Alabama State. So everyone hear what I'm saying now. I wasn't even going to, but Brady brought it up, so let me clarify.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't paid Alabama State tax since December.
Right.
Well, that's not a big deal. They don't come in. They don't fly in, lock you down. We just charge a $50 penalty
mm-hmm.
a month.
Right.
So I owe $200 in penalties.
Right.
That's it. I mean, it could go on for a year.
Yeah,
because the girl that was working here had not filed.
Oh,
since we hired, she hadn't done anything since we hired her. She came in, set stuff up one day, and never paid a bill. never paid a bill. So
okay.
We've got to play some catch up here.
Yeah,
but I've notified everybody.
You're talking about the one that replaced the ones that quit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but she came in and set some stuff up, and then never came back.
Okay.
So, so I've contacted everybody. Everybody said, "Oh, yeah, no, we're not worried about you." So, but it bothers me. You know, that's the thing. It bothers me that this has happened, and you just feel helpless when it does. So, got somebody on board now. We're excited about. It's a company. It's not just a person. So there's more than one person. That's when you just got one person.
Mm-hmm.
This is what happens.
Yeah.
If anything happens to them and you solely count on them to pay your bills, to pay your taxes, to pay your quarterly estimates, you know, and then something happens to them, then you're dead in the water.
You kind of feel like your pants are around your ankles and you're on Main Street.
Big time.
Yeah.
And you just stumbled over something.
Yes.
And fell over a park bench.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And left there for hours at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
That's what you feel like.
Yeah.
But now having a company that this is what they do. If the girl that worked yesterday gets sick, there's another one.
That picks it right up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's obviously way more confidence on your part.
Oh, yeah.
Then.
And so I'm a happy camper, and I slept great last night.
Good deal. Anything going on at that place where you guys, Cord Buddy, where you guys work?
Not a whole lot. This is just our time of year. We sort of, as we get closer to summer where we really get slow,
mm-hmm.
We just sort of start building and stockpiling and getting ready for fourth quarter.
The one constant is Facebook, and I check Facebook somewhat frequently.
Mm-hmm.
And so I see the ads on Facebook all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we still in that. I mean, we're still doing
good
business.
Is it on everybody's feed that way? Or do you pick a demographic that you go after?
Oh, no, we're targeting. Now, once the person that targeted me clicks on it,
mm-hmm.
then it will start showing up in their feed until they say, hey, I'm tired of seeing these ads.
Yeah, yeah.
So once you click on it, that lets us know, okay, you're obviously somewhat interested. So we can tell them how frequently to feed ads, whether we want them to see ads once
so
a week.
So if I click like, which I do every time I see an ad, mm-hmm. I will see more ads.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. And I'm seeing them pretty frequently.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you're seeing too many, you can just click your three dots and go show less. You know.
Yeah, but you know me. I don't buy that crap. So.
I got you.
I tease. I jest.
Need some tea? Baby?
I do want a piece of
y'all
ice.
Good?
That's peat tea. They sell that at Dollar General now.
Peach tea.
Peak. P-E-A-K.
Peat tea. Okay.
P-E-A-K.
P-E-A-K, okay. Peak, like the mountain.
Hey, I just thought of something. A really nice, refreshing drink in the springtime, McAllister's. You know where McAllister's mm-hmm. is?
Yeah.
They've got, ask for their peach lemonade.
Huh.
It mm-hmm. is really good. It's like, wow, I could sit here and drink that all
Brady
day.
Brady goes to McAllister's.
Peach
I'm not a McAllister's.
Lemonade. Yeah. Do you like lemonade?
Mm-hmm.
They put the peach in there, and man, it's good. It's really good.
Hmm.
Okay. Enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
You'll if you like it, you'll get it again.
I did have a bowl of potato soup last night at Outback.
At the Outback.
Yeah, I had a cup. Sorry.
That's all you had?
And she looked. She says, "Why aren't you getting a bowl?" And I said, "Well, I haven't decided where I'm going to eat dinner."
So that was
he
your
goes
appetizer.
Somewhere different for his appetizer.
I stopped here for an appetizer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, Goodson went with me, so I left there, rode down by KBC, saw James, and
I thought you went to Hunt's at some point.
I did. I stopped by Hunt's, and then stopped by the spa, watched a little bit of the golf tournament.
Golly, you just burned gas on Wednesday night.
Made a night of it. Made a night of it. Enjoyed it. Went home, watched the news. Watched a little bit of...
Did you see Gager? Oh, no, you didn't.
Watched a little bit of Blue.
Survivor.
Oh, I watched Survivor. That's right. I watched Survivor now and watched a little bit of Mockingjay.
Oh, yeah. Let me know how that ends up. Let me know if you like
it. What is that?
Hunger Games.
Okay, that was the only... I thought that's got to be a Hunger
yeah,
Games
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, so I'm
okay.
watching that again.
Okay.
I gotcha. Watched it in 14, but I don't remember seeing it, so...
Right.
I'm watching it again.
Okay, good deal.
But, Everyone, spread the news of Cord Buddy. Please share this podcast. Tell people to watch it, and they're going to go, what's it about? And you're going to go, you know what? It's really about nothing, or it's about everything. I don't know which one it is.
It makes me laugh.
It makes me happy.
You guys can find Cord Buddy at cordbuddy.com, thecordbuddy.com, membersoftheband.com, and, of course, on Facebook, The Cord Buddy, and Striking a Chord on Facebook.
You can.
Yes.
Until next time, be kind to someone.
To contact Cord Buddy or stay in touch, look for us on Facebook at The Cord Buddy and find our Facebook group. It's called Striking a Chord. Find tons of information and all of our products online at cordbuddy.com. That's CHORDBuddy.com. Also, thecordbuddy.com and membersoftheband.com. Listen next time for the Cord Buddy Podcast with Travis Perry. The Cord Buddy Podcast is available on over 30 popular podcast platforms. Find out more at cordbuddy.com or Facebook or Instagram at The Cord Buddy.